Now we're listening to Green Day.
Yeah.
Or we were.
Now we're back. Now we're listening to Olly Murs.
Is re-signing with America's Got Talent. And I was thinking, you know who else from the Stern Show would be an amazing judge? Robin Quivers. She is so judicious and,
oh, Martha
and
Quinn.
Smart and astute. Somebody should use Robin Quivers on another TV talent show. No two producers. UB40.
Glad to know Martha Quinn's got opinions and she's getting them out there.
Yeah, she's getting them out there to make sure they're heard.
Letting people know.
Hey, someone give Robin Quivers a job.
Robin Quivers, I got shit on my mind.
Yeah.
Martha Quinn, whatever. I don't know. Does just like every ex-MTV VJ have a show somewhere on satellite radio?
Alan Hunter is on, Nina Blackwood is on, Mark Goodman is on, Martha Quinn is on.
What of Adam Curry? It. What of Adam Curry?
No, I don't think Adam Curry has that.
Damn it.
He invented podcasts. He doesn't have...
Oh, that's right.
I love this song, but you know, sometimes you just gotta...
Even I have my limits.
Yeah.
No, this is much better.
Yeah, this is, yeah. We could have been listening to this the whole time. Everyone loves Ja Rule. He's
oh,
got
yeah.
a lot to say.
He's just a saint, an angelic voice.
He's got a lot to say and a great way of saying it.
Yep.
You know? God damn it.
What if we just went back and listened to the rest of Return of the Mac? And Nikki, if you ever try to fuck, just give me the heads up so I can plan for it. Raise every bottle and cup in the sky. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bitches in here tonight. I don't know why that has stuck with me so much, but that one time we were listening to those radio DJs just talk about how Nicki Minaj was that weird shit,
yeah.
And they just kept saying it over and over again. Burned into my brain. Boss niggas only, thick bitches only. I got my real niggas here by my side. Only. I never fucked Nick and that's fucked up. If I did fuck, she'd be fucked up. Whoever is hitting ain't hitting it right. She act like she need dick in her life. That's another story, I'm no storyteller. I piss greatness like gold is yellow. All my goons so overzealous. I'm from Holly Grove, the holy Mecca. Talent say I got running for days. I storm and I shake but I'm stuck in my way. My girlfriend would beat a bitch up if she waved.
I want to like Common more than I do. And then when he's good, he's really good. But
yeah, I think there are good Common songs. I think his acting career has not had a particularly good impact on my impression of him.
Oh, come on. Wanted.
He's a bad actor, man.
What about Wanted?
Wanted's a bad movie.
Did you see Wanted?
I did see Wanted. Wanted's a bad movie.
They curve bullets.
I know, it's a bad movie. Where's the goddamn beat? It's Shade 45. Serious XM. Let's get back to the yeah, he's just, he's not good. He's
yeah,
not a good actor.
But, like, they move the guns in a weird way, and then the bullets curve around corners and shit.
Yeah. Oh, this is that Danny Brown you were talking about. Random Hajile says, what about Just Right? Motherfucker, I reviewed Just Right. I am well aware of Common's deficiencies as a romantic lead in a film. Thank you.
I mean, I don't know if you saw Wanted.
I did see Wanted.
They have a magic loom that tells them who to kill. and they do so with bullets that curve all crazy. They can make bullets curve. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what you expect out of film. I think maybe your standards are a little out of whack.
Tuka says, Smoking Aces is fantastic. No, Smoking Aces should have been fantastic. It is not actually. Smoking Aces has, like, two really good parts, and the rest of it is actually kind of bad, which is super, it was super disappointed with that movie.
I forget Smoking Aces.
It's the one where Jeremy Piven is the informant, and there are, like, all these different assassins that are, like, trying to kill him while he's in this Reno hotel.
Okay.
And it has, like, a million actors in it, but very little actually happens in it. Alicia Keys was also in that movie.
Okay.
I didn't even know there was a Smoking Aces 2, but apparently there was.
Great. Did you ever see Wanted?
I did see Wanted, yes. Yeah. I did see it.
It's kind of cool.
There was a Wanted game, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah. Grin did that.
Mmm. Oh, yeah, Grin.
It's all right. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't good, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I ever really saw or played anything of it.
They also did that Terminator game.
Ooh, which one?
Salvation? I don't know. I don't know what the fuck they were calling Terminator.
It was the movie licensed one, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
About to kick off, this party looks wet. Let's take it back to straight hip hop and start it from scratch. I'm about to play this jack up, everybody get back.
Yeah, because they didn't do the Rise of Machines one, which I reviewed. Which was terrible.
Like, Wanted and the Terminator game came out, like, right around the same time.
Sure. Professional Christopher asks, is there actually a good Terminator game?
Yeah, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, the pinball machine.
I kind of liked the Terminator 2 arcade gun game.
Yeah. That's all right. That was all right, too.
I don't think any of the console games have ever been good. Just me and out.
This song makes me sad.
It feels like a song that was specifically built to be in movie trailers. Also, this verse is horrible.
Yeah.
I don't think I've actually heard, like, the verse lyrics to this song. I just always hear the chorus and stuff. At least I know that I don't know. Question is, are you both so smart enough to feel stupid? Hope so. Now, homie, she's off. Mention it out. All night long. Put me out. Just me out. All night long.
I feel like Eminem was really on to something there for a little bit. That's part of his comeback, you know. It was going places. He had things to say. And then no.
Burning Z says this sounds like a shitty girl talk song. You're not wrong. The sampling of this is really weird too.
Yeah, Rick Rubin.
Yeah. All right. Maybe Rick Rubin doesn't have that much more to offer.
It's certainly possible. I don't really know.
I say this not to take anything away from his previous accomplishments, but maybe, just maybe, he's had his time.
He's got a half-cocked K-fed diss in the chorus. This is a relatively recent song.
Yeah, but to be fair, that's the most recent media he's aware of.
Yeah, sure.
Involved Kevin Federline.
Yeah, all right. Saw that episode of Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Calling all creeps. DJ Wonder presents Animal Status. Join DJ Wonder in his crypt for a two-hour journey from the latest hip-hop to underground classics and future funk you won't hear anywhere else.
You are an animal.
Every Wednesday night from midnight to 2 a.m. Eastern, only on Shade 45.
Grew up on the countryside of town.
Finally, some hip hop.
I don't really like Big Crit.
I have no opinion of Big Crit. I don't really know any of his stuff.
But I like Big Crit more than I like Ace Hood.
King of the side, king of the side.
Now, 2 Live Crew, on the other hand,
that's something we can all get behind. Marquise likes that freaky shit.
I've gathered. I sometimes still can't believe 2 Live Crew is something that happened.
Yeah. It's not that it happened, it's that it continued to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of went on for a while.
Yeah. To the point where Pop That Pussy is something that you can play on a classic hip-hop station. And it's like years removed from... like their first, you know, breakthrough album.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like when, you know, when they ran into a disagreement and broke up, Luke went and found new rappers and continued under the name of the new 2 Live Crew. Like, didn't take that as a sign of like, well, this thing that maybe shouldn't have lasted as long as it did hadn't ran its course. Like, no, like, kept at it.
That was the hill he was gonna die on. hell or high water, no matter what. And, you know, say we will about Luke, at least he was dedicated.
Yeah. And Luke managed to just, like, stay in the spotlight to some extent. He did some stuff where it was like Brother Marquise and Fresh Kid Ice, like, they, you know.
Just kind of disappeared.
Fell by the wayside. Even when the two of them kind of reunited and tried to use the Two Live Crew name and stuff, it was still just like, where is this? This is, like, coming out on a label that is only sold in flea markets. Like, what do you know?
Yeah.
Like, the one thing that was clear is that, you know, Luke was the catalyst in making sure that that shit got heard. Like, built the distribution.
No, he always seemed the big businessman of that group.
Yeah.
By far.
Was able to put out multiple solo albums in which he just talks over records.
Mostly about things like Kid and Play.
Yeah. Kid and Play and how much he enjoys having sex. Which sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
It sounds like he really gets a lot out of it.
No, he speaks at length on this topic.
And then tried to run for mayor. Sure.
Shame that didn't work out.
Yeah. I keep thinking about going back and playing some Def Jam Rap Star.
That game was alright.
Yeah.
That game worked better than it probably should have.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
I have similarly thought about digging up Def Jam Fight for New York.
Mm. I think I have a copy of that on my desk. Someone sent it in.
That's a good game.
It just seems so dumb.
I mean, it is.
Like, conceptually, like,
top to bottom, it is the dumbest thing.
Like, a dumb application of a wrestling engine to, like, a street fighting game. Like, just none of that made any sense to me.
You know, the second one, I feel like, did a better job of making the wrestling stuff a little less at the forefront.
Mm.
Like, they added more of the environmental stuff, and they kind of sped it up a little bit.
Yeah.
The first one was much more like we just took the fucking Aki engine and put rappers in the game.
Is there a Royal Rumble equivalent?
There was like a 4-man match. I think that was as far as it went.
Is Fight for New York the second one?
Yeah. Yeah, Def Jam Vendetta was the first
one. Right. Yeah. Vendetta, yeah.
I believe only the second one has Danny Trejo and Henry Rollins.
Ah. Isn't, like, Snoop the bad guy in one of them?
He's the bad guy in the second one.
Yeah.
I think I'm remembering that right.
Cool. I never really played those games that much. I remember kind of playing them and going like, this is a dumb idea. Like, why would anyone... This is stupid. And then having that kind of be it.
Oh, but when Icon came around...
If you're not fucking Icon felt true to the source material in a way that slapping rappers into a wrestling game did not.
Oh, the jam is actually two things. The jam is... Yo, DJ, could you play my favorite jam?
Right.
I am not bad-mouthing Icon, I'm just saying.
I'm not wrong.
Bing, the light goes on. Jay is gonna be the jam master, cause he's the master of it all! Thanks, the grand masters can't even reach out!
The levels pulsate in Def Jam Icon.
I know.
And you can make turntable motions to make shit blow up.
No, I know.
It's a cool fucking game.
And you know, we just fucking put it all together and we made the history.
Hear more at Lover at his new time. Later today, 6 to 10 East, 3 to 7 West. It's the Ed Lover Show on Backspin.
Does the Ed Lover show feature the other Dr. Dre or not?
No.
Where's the other Dr. Dre? Did he die? Don't tell me he died.
I don't know.
Okay.
No, the Ed Lover show is actually, like, kind of disappointing.
Mm.
Like, he doesn't pick all the music. Like, he picks some of it and he'd be like, yeah, this week, you know, today we're going to be listening to some stuff like this. And then, like, he'll come back and it's like, yeah, I know all those records didn't fit the theme, but, you know, I only really pick the records that go around the breaks. It's like, what? Why? What? What are you doing? Why?
Weird.
I originated all that wow shit, that round shit, that jump up and ready to fuck shit up now shit. Brick City is where I get down, kid. Peace to all my food and smokers on Prince. Fuck what you heard, Brick City, but shit. Me, got the glass and Jackson, just wanna waste got some flash. And he does not sound enthused a lot of the time. Which, I mean, you know, no one is.
Almost like he's doing it more out of necessity than anything else.
Yeah, I mean, like, the interviews and stuff, when he gets, you know, like, classic artists in there to talk, like, you know, he's definitely in his element with, you know, with his peers and having a good time and stuff.
Yeah.
When it's just him, it's just like, all right, here's what's going on in the world today. All right, let's get into this next one. All right. I wish Redman had more great songs.
Yeah, there are a few.
It's kind of another case where it's like, yeah, there's like, I really like Redman, and I don't like that many Redman songs.
I think most of the Redman songs I like are actually from that first Redman album.
That album is fucking great. How about instead of listening to Redman, we just take this day and listen and go watch How High?
Yeah, okay. Wasn't there supposed to be another movie that they were going to do together, like, a while ago? Like, I remember it having some sort of, like, untitled blank Redman and Methman comedy.
Yeah.
I guess that never happened.
They did that TV show.
Yes.
And that was not good.
No. No. Oh, here we go.
I was never really sure of this song's legacy, and like if it was a nationwide hit or not, since it's like a local group, you know?
I kind of feel like it's not. Like, I kind of feel like it is more of like a West Coast thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Especially considering the, you know, the other song with this sample was much more popular.
Sure. Rump Shaker.
Yes, Rump Shaker.
If you look, you can find a video on YouTube of one of these guys, T teaching you how to make a purple chongo.
Well, it's good that they understand their legacy.
Yeah. E-40 has a new album out.
I heard. I have not heard a new E-40 album in a while.
Yeah.
I don't know how his recent stuff has been.
He seems to deal in bulk. I feel like everything he puts out now is like a double album, triple album. It's like sold on iTunes as a deluxe edition with all of them in one, or you get the multiple CDs, or, you know, like...
It's like he just can't stop.
I guess. I don't know.
I think I'd
building.
I don't know.
They're taking that thing apart, maybe? They took out some of the toll lanes. Maybe they're just taking out more.
I feel like I love E-40 much more as a personality than I love him as a rapper. Which is not to say I do not like any of his material, but I just...
Yeah.
I am an appreciator of E-40 more than anything else.
I feel like a lot of his earlier work was terrific.
Yeah.
And much more vital than I think a lot of the stuff he's doing now is.
Ballaholic is a hell of a song.
Yes, yeah. I feel like that's maybe the tail end of, like, the E-40 period that I appreciate the most.
I think that might have been the last album that I listened beginning to end of his. Financing History says, oh, I thought this was Rum Shaker. See, there you go.
Nope.
Lost the satellite.
Yep.
The rap satellite has left us.
Goddamn rap satellites. Exciting new downloadable content for Hatsune Miku Project Diva F2nd available today. Thanks, email. For displaying vital things I need to know about. Yeah.
Japanese, so I assume this means I was billed for my New Japan World subscription.
All right.
I know the odds of them making an app for that thing are probably pretty slim. That is the only thing about it that I sort of don't like, is that it's all just web-based.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything else seems like it's pretty good.
He's nervous, but on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs, but he keeps on forgetting.
This is some crazy shit.
Shade 45.
You better lose yourself in the music the moment you
want it. Feels like a close coming to.
Great, more Eminem.
Yeah, awesome.
This is a bad song. Especially when we could be listening to Cassidy. Tough fucking decisions to be made here.
What's going on Lithium right now? Alright.
Well, the Tony Hawk station is listening to the Beastie Boys.
That'll do. We were talking about this on the way back from lunch yesterday, remembering that MCA is dead.
Oh, damn.
And I just realizing that I was just super not prepared to have to ever use the sentence, the surviving Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Like, that's not okay.
I wonder if they will do anything else. Kind of said they said, like, obviously, you know, the Beastie Boys are done or whatever, but
right.
Like, I just wonder.
Yeah, I feel like they could do a Mike Dean ad rock record that is not billed as a Beastie Boys record.
Or even if they just did something, you know, separately or whatever, like just ad rock doing some guest spots and some other stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't necessarily want to see
another
them just
BS 2000 album or something.
Sure. Do you have any hopes for the possibility of that new Tony Hawk game?
I do. Maybe that's crazy, but I do.
I would love for there to be a new good Tony Hawk game.
Yeah.
I'm actually ready for that now. Especially after how disappointing that compilation they did.
Do you think? Yeah. There's a weird. I keep looking to see, like, can I get a hold of this? Can I make it work? Or whatever. But there's, like, an extensive set of mods out for Thug 2 on the PC that add a bunch of levels from other Tony Hawk games and fucking make a bunch of wild shit.
Huh. You will have to let me know how that is, because if that works,
yeah,
I could be into that.
I just have to track down a copy of Thug 2 for the PC.
Right.
I can install it and do whatever. And then see if that thing will run on Windows 10 and all this other bullshit.
Right.
Alt Nation Channel 36 right now. You can catch Foo Fighters doing their live performance from Irving Plaza that they did exclusively for SiriusXM. So you can check that out right now. The concert started about 40 minutes ago, but it goes for like 2.5 hours. So Alt Nation 36 right now. It's Gaslight Anthem from their newest Get Hurt. This is Rolling and Tumbling.
Yeah, I think it'd be great if they made a new Tony Hawk game. I don't know what that game should be, really.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like easy to say they should just like go back to the well with what worked with that series, but I kind of feel like they have to advance it somewhere.
Yeah. Nice easy walk across the street. Fuck what the lights say.
Yeah. Take your time, lady. Fuck yeah, Poe.
Yeah, all the hits get dragged out on this motherfucker. Star of Activision's Apocalypse.
Close to getting Poe back.
Like an angel.
We're almost there. Yes, it is.
SiriusXM Lithium, trying to uphold the lofty goal of turning North America into one giant mosh pit.
Should play Waif Me right after this.
Okay.
Just go right into the radio edit. Just no fucking... no break.
Wait, was that actually the radio edit for this song?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There was like a Walmart edit or something, you know? Just recently talking about having seen Lemonheads live.
Sure. Yes, that tracks.
Yeah. Something about this song sounds very inauthentic.
Off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't especially like the Used. Go. It just keeps coming back. Just keeps coming back.
What you want countdown on Sirius XM hits one. Number one.
This is number one. Here's number one.
Alright, we made it.
We did it.
So, yeah.
Yeah. We'll see everybody later.
See you later.